And welcome to the Brick Built Podcast. You're up for LEGO informations, rankings, and more.
I'm Mickey, and that's Elm. And today we're going to be talking about the general information of our podcast. My name is Mickey. Not actually Mickey, that's just what all my friends know me as. I have been a LEGO fan since I was very young. I have too many sets. I'm just excited to be able to spread some information and knowledge to other people around the world.
Yeah, okay, so I'm Om. That is my name. O-M, that's it, that's my first name. Mickey and I are great friends. We go long back, over 5 years now. And yeah, we love LEGO. We love mostly the same parts about LEGO. I like DC, you like dinosaurs, Jurassic Park.
But I have a lot of Jurassic Park and Star Wars, mainly. I know Om is a lot about DC.
Yeah, but I got Star Wars. I love Star Wars. I love Harry Potter. You love Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, I have a couple of Harry Potter, but I know you're a bit more than me.
Yeah, I have a couple CMFs. I have all the Brickheads. I got them early in Denmark because I obsessed over Harry Potter's coming back. Harry Potter's coming back! Back in 2018. Oh, so long ago.
Flashbacks. But not really. I mean, kind of flashbacks.
Yeah. So, we're two TFOLs. And TFOL, teen fans of LEGO. But that doesn't mean this podcast is just for teens. It's for kids, teens, and adults. So, KFOLs, TFOLs, AFOLs. It's for everybody. I play with my LEGO. You play with your LEGO, right, Mickey?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I don't even care what theme they're in. They're just all one theme. They're all LEGO, so.
But I display sets, too. Like, I got the Death Star on display. I have my Rogue Modulars on display. Mm-hmm. Right? You got your Death Star.
It's just, like, certain things, you have to kind of be creative about ways that you can display and play with them both. For instance, any UCS sets that you have that aren't necessarily play sets.
Yeah.
So, not necessarily I have the UCS 2015 Slave 1, Boba Fett's Slave 1 from the Ultimate Collector Series line, one of my favorite LEGO Star Wars sets, and it is not necessarily a heavy playability set, but I use it a lot because it is minifigure scale, and I'm able to be able to use it as this kind of giant cruiser ship that any bounty hunter that I'm working with is...
That's sick.
Using, and that's kind of cool. But what about you? Do you have any specific thing that you use a lot? Any specific set?
My ship in the bottle and my pop-up book, my two idea sets, and mostly my modular buildings. They stand on the shelf. They look nice. You can't really play with the ship in the bottle, but I do love playing with my LEGO, my Star Wars sets, and my superhero sets. Like, I have the Ultra Agent's big boat, and that one, for no logical reason, I shove a ton of clone troopers on there because I'm a prequels fan, and clone troopers on a boat fighting other people on spaceships. Logic.
Is the Republic Coast Guard a thing?
No, I don't have Coast Guard sets. You have a lot of Coast Guard.
No. Is the Republic Coast Guard, as in clone trooper? Is that like actually a faction?
Cool. Just imagine.
That'd be actually kind of cool. I could see them patrolling in their little boats around Kamino.
Just imagine Commander Wolf with a scar over his eye, wearing, like, those inflatable swimming things for toddlers. That would be great.
Commander Wolf wearing some water wings. Oh, wow.
Yes, water wings. That's it.
Do you have any specific set out of your collection that you would say is your favorite?
The Ultra Agent's Command Boat has never let me down. I do love the Detective's Office set. I have it. There's so much story.
Yeah, I always really like how they're able to form a story out of all these little hidden details that you wouldn't think would be connected, but once you are able to build it and see how everything fits together, it really works well.
Yeah, and the best part is, there's already a back door. No, there's a whole system of tunnels to smuggle candy. What about you?
I would say, I don't know, looking at my collection right now, I would say the UCS Slave 1 is probably one of my favorites for looks.
Yeah.
It's just really nice. But, I mean, I also have the 2017 or 20, I think 2017 First Order Star Destroyer, and I always love that because it's my only Star Destroyer, and I just really like the shape and design of it.
Yeah. I kind of wish the First Order Star Destroyer had a little bit more of a bridge, but otherwise, it's pretty good.
It was our first set that we got Snoke in.
Yep.
That was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a couple other sets in my closet in some storage bins, but I would say most of my favorite ones are out and built.
What is our podcast about? We talked about who it's for. So we play, we display, so it's for everybody. You want to tell them what it's really about?
It's to me, and I hope for you, it's more really about just being able to spread our love of Lego to everyone and being able to show everyone how this is not just a kid's toy. It's really something special to us, and
it's for everyone.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone. There's a theme for everyone. A color, a part, a set. It's an art form. It's a toy. It's both things at once. You can do anything you want with it.
Yeah. Like, some people get the sets for the set, for the design, for everything. Yeah. They build it straight from the instructions, and they use that. Some people build it straight from the instructions, and then later they modify it to what their ideal set would be. I sometimes do that.
Yeah, I've done that.
And some people just buy the set and they build this crazy, insane thing out of it that no one would have ever thought you could have done with those pieces.
Yeah.
And that's something I think is really cool. With certain people, they're able to recognize the certain colors and pieces and textures of places in the sets, and they're able to take out those specific areas and pieces and be able to form them into something completely new and different that takes full advantage of those qualities and is able to transform them into something that almost feels like something that they always were supposed to be.
Well, I got the Lego Architecture Studio set, which is a ton of white and clear bricks, but I've built a model of the Getty Museum, which is kind of near to us. I built an Apple store, and it's just, you look at the box, you see limitless potential, and that's Lego.
Yep. And, like, another thing that you can do, if you look at a set, and you're like, I kind of like this set, but some of the minifigures there are really nice printing, or have really good facial design, or really cool helmet, or hat, or hairpiece, then maybe you'll be able to create a sig fig of yourself. Or, like, you have another set, and you're like, I feel like the set is really missing something. You find a minifigure, and like, this is a perfect, like, driver of this truck, or pilot of this ship, or worker in this shop. Then you're able to kind of blend two sets together, but then still emerge with one idea.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. We should probably talk about the ideas we're going to cover, what we're going to cover in this podcast.
I'm going to hope that we can do a lot of rankings of specific themes, minifigures, sets,
yes,
etc. I also want to eventually introduce a new segment so that we can try and keep our listeners up to date with everything that's happening. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, we're going to talk about themes, too. Lego themes, we got the Pirates Castle, City Fire, Ninjago, but also licensed stuff, our own feelings, and what we feel about a line.
I thought another thing that we might eventually be able to do would be to possibly do some history of themes, or maybe do like an in-depth on a really famous set and go like, talk about the different minifigures, talk about different play features and the design, and then we could do like our final review of it. And then also, perhaps if we get any new sets, then we could do a final review of that set in our eyes. Those are just some other ideas that I think would be really interesting for everyone to listen and to be able to base their decision if they want to purchase the set or not.
Yeah. Play features are awesome. I will buy sets based on the play features alone, and I will buy sets based on aesthetic alone.
Let's go ramps.
Yes. with spring-loaded shooters. I love those parts.
Yeah, that's a big thing. The spring-loaded shooters, you kind of have to hide them. And sometimes sets don't really do a good job at that.
Yes, when they don't, it sucks. But yeah. What's nice is it's a 1x4 brick at the end. You can put a 1x4 brick there, and then everything looks fine.
Yep.
Okay.
You're going to have so much editing to do.
Okay, yeah. I expected this, but we have to add one more thing. We forgot to discuss how often we're putting out episodes.
Oh, dang it. Your poor editing. I feel so bad for you. You have to do so much.
We should talk about how often we're going to put episodes, not sets, not Lego. During the summer months, we don't have that much school, so we can probably put one out once a week-ish. But during the school months, we'll do our best we can to do, like, every other week.
Sometimes you might not hear from us for a while, but we're just recording more, and we are still committed to the podcast.
We do love our listeners.
Have fun editing this.
Yes. All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah,
that was a great little intro to what our podcast is.
Yeah, I think it was a very good basic introduction to what we hope to accomplish with this.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the BrickBuilt Podcast.
If you want to help us continue the show, please rate us on whatever podcasting platform you're using. It really helps. Also, please subscribe to our show so that you can be one of the first to know when we have a new show up.
Thanks for listening, and have a great day, night, week, month, year, and have a great life. I'm Ohm, that's Mickey, with the BrickBuilt Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.